This is Underground Opera.
Hey, everyone. Doing something a little bit different tonight. This past Sunday, March 19th, 2023, I was asked to guest host the open mic at 21st in Germantown, 1481 South Shelby Street, Louisville, Kentucky. I've been doing some shows there on like one Thursday a month. I've been putting on shows there called the Local Ruckus, which is featuring different local bands. And so far, I haven't made a show of that yet, but I decided to make a show since I got asked to do this by my good buddy, Uncool Randy, local comedian, who usually hosts the show. He needed a night off, asked me to do it, and I was happy to say yes. And it was a really good night, and I decided to make an episode out of it. I got a little bit of different people that signed up. And got a little bit of highlights of the night, and I just wanted to try it, and I really want to know what y'all think. There's a poll on this episode. If you'd please just take 15 seconds out of your day and answer that poll. I really want to know what you think about this, because I'd like to keep trying to do it. I go to various open mics. I go to shows. I put on shows. I play in shows, and I really want to know what y'all feel about it. Now, that being said, here's a disclaimer. Honor system, do not borrow my signups material, because this is original content, and they were nice enough to let me make a video of it and put it all over the world, basically, you know, put it on my podcast. And just, I love going to open mics. You always find these great hidden gems of local talent, and not even always local. There's people that come, there's visitors. Louisville's a tourist trap. You know, we're right on the Bourbon Trail. We get you wind up meeting people from all over the place here, and sometimes you get them on the open mics. But I really want to know what you all think about this, because I really would like to keep doing it. If it's silly, if you think I should just go back to the interviewing, I'll do that. I don't mind. It's fun too. I just want to try it. Let me hit the poll. Let me know what you think. And we'll get started.
Yes, let me make sure I'm recording on my, there we go. Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, you brought up you're from Indiana? All right, cool. I'm from Southern Indiana. I grew up there my whole life, and I still live in Southern Indiana, and I've tried dating more recently, and it's weird to me because a lot of people in Louisville, they always complain about dating in Louisville, like the dating pool is too small, like there's not enough people. You always end up dating like your friend's ex or somebody you already know, like there's not enough people. So I went on a date with a guy, and when we were planning the date, he was like, "Do you want to go see a movie?" And I thought about it. I was like, I haven't seen a movie in the theater since it was that King Kong versus Godzilla movie that came out like years and years ago. Yeah, that was the last movie I saw in the theater. So that's how long it was been. It's been. And I was like, oh, I went to see that with my friend June and some other people that they know. And he goes, yeah, I was with you. I was in that friends group that went. Like we went to see that movie together. So that's how small the dating pool is. And I didn't know how to tell him before our first date you aren't very memorable. I don't know. Which I guess is a step up from annoying. Like, I'll take boring over annoying, which has been most of my dating history. But if you're keeping track, we have seen two movies together in a row, so it's getting pretty serious. Maybe in another 3 years we can call it official. So I'm dating this guy now, and he's very normal, which is weird for me. I never dated a normal man before. Like, whenever I stay over, he sleeps in silence. What is that? Like, there's no fan, there's no white noise, no podcast running. My eardrums are just supposed to, like, raw dog the ambience of Beachmont while I try to fall asleep. I don't know how to do that. He says he has ADHD, and he says that there's no medicine that's helping him for it. The only thing that helps him with it is meditating. And I don't want to, like, minimize somebody's ADHD, but if the only thing that works to fix your ADHD is to focus real hard, I feel like maybe you don't have ADHD. I feel like maybe it's not that bad. That's like the equivalent of being like, oh, you're depressed? Just don't be so sad. Just try it. Just try to be happier. So I've tried like a bunch of different dating apps in the past. I've not had much success on them. Like, I tried one for autistic people. Because I'm autistic, it wasn't like a fetish thing. It wasn't like a fetish thing. It was because I'm autistic. I wasn't like looking for somebody who loves trains. It wasn't like that. And it was there's people here. It's a very awkward spot to be when people walk in. And it was funny because, like, it kept wanting the dating app for autistic people. They kept wanting me to upload a profile picture. So I kept trying, and then it was like, this picture doesn't work. You got to try something else. And I tried this like 6 or 7 times, and it still didn't work. So I ended up just giving up. And it was kind of like any other dating app in the sense that I was like, hey, I'm here for love. And the app was like, you're formatted weird, and we don't know what to do with you. We got nobody for you. So you can go cry in the corner alone somewhere. I also have this problem where, you know, I want to accurately represent myself on the dating apps. And I'm a bigger girl, so, you know, I want my picture to reflect that. But anytime I take a picture of myself, I just find that I either look way fatter than I really am in real life, or nowhere near as fat as I am in real life in the photo. Or as I like to call it, I'm Schrodinger's fat. All right, we got one physics nerd in the crowd. Sweet. And I think I've decided that the only thing I find more frustrating than when a guy rejects me and ends up dating a skinny girl is if a guy rejects me and ends up dating another fat girl. Because then I gotta be like, what do you mean you're not a shallow piece of shit? And it was my personality that was the problem this whole time. I don't like that at all.
One of my favorite people that comes out to open mics, Mr. Steve Compton. My name is Steve, and I write whiskey drinking, memory chasing, crying beer songs, and I'll do a couple right now. I come in here to get away from hell. There's no good out there when I'm all alone. Family and friends, but I found a way to my home. Now the trip is starting all again. Think I'll bring a better help for kids. But it seems I find the more I drink, the more thirsty I get. Blessed over my name. Oh. Though I think as far as where I'm a baby, I lost my family and I lost their estate. Yeah. More I drank, the more thirsty I get. More I drank, the more thirsty I get. Yeah. All they tell me we're in the mountain bed. Things that never now I won't forget. More I drank, the more thirsty I get. Southern Indiana, you might not know, but social is just another way of saying drink up, you bastards. But with a little Southern hospitality. All right, let's keep this party going. Check.
Well, how do you take the question? Well, I woke up this morning by the new dawn of my bed. It's from my lover, and here's what it said. For you, darling, I have left you, thought you was not my type. I love her, you're lacking, and I milk man's just right. Here's my crying the bear song. Here's my crying the bear song. I got it. Down, fresh margarita. I dressed for first one day, have a good night. Just thinking of good times and not that far away, guys. But I stopped for a moment and wish for good luck. No name on my door, I saw they taking my truck. And here's my crying the bear song. Here's my crying the bear song. I got crying the bear song for you. There's your face with a showman from your eyes. Here's the glow and straight to the water down. Straight on the truth. I'm lover, don't think this could happen to you. Just stay with your lover, whatever you do. But you go to your market as much as you can. And whatever you do, don't give yourself some milk, man. Here's my crying the bear song. Here's my crying the bear song. I got crying the bear song.
I shaved my head for this, so
you know. Right. I forgot to warn you.
It's a big night for me, so you know, I bought these glasses online, and you know, I would have to say if I was in the store, I probably wouldn't have bought them, but you know, I bought them online, and now they're mine. It's just I don't know. These glasses make me look like a black minion. It's not the look I was shooting for. I don't want to brag, but you know, I just recently bought some new underwear, and the reason I say that is, you know, I've been married coming up on 25 years, and you know, underwear is just not a priority anymore. You know, you know, what's weird is that of course when you're younger, it's always a big deal. My son, he's 21. He's got all these kind of fancy underwear. And I remember that. Remember you used to have getting laid underwear. Remember those? I don't know about you know. And now, you know, being married, I just have the going to the doctor underwear. And you know, and the weird thing is that underwear has changed over the years here. And the funny thing about men is that you always have to entice men to get underwear. Guys, ever you go into Target? Anybody get their St. Patrick's Day underwear? Which is, you know, you have to be enticed to get underwear now. They have Christmas underwear for guys, St. Patrick's Day underwear. I got myself a pair of MLK underwear, and they're briefs, of course, not boxers, because you know he was all about nonviolence, and. You know, I went with a pair. You know, it's so funny though. They're all different now. You know, they all have like little pouches and junk hammocks and you know, and I went with a pair. I went with a pair with the horizontal quick draw fly. And I mean, I got two words for you. Game changer. It is just whoop-a-cha. It's like quick draw McGraw here. Whoop-a-cha. You know, I was just flying back from Houston the other week, and they were showing Black Adam on the plane. I chose to watch. Actually, I got to pick the movie. They don't just show you whatever. So I was watching Black Adam, and have you guys seen this movie? Now, I'm not quite sure exactly when it takes place, because like the opening scene is, you know, they have like flying motorcycles. And then the lead characters are driving around in a VW bus. And I'm thinking, fucking hipsters. They're like roaches. You can't. they just don't die. They'll be here forever. You know? And I'm watching this movie, and I think actually superhero movies are pretty much a metaphor for religion or saviors or gods or whatever. But I'm watching Black Adam, and they have the beginning scenes out in the desert somewhere, I don't know, BC or some, just a long time ago. And then the opening scene is they go wake him up from the tomb. He's been in there for 5,000 years, and immediately when he comes out of the tomb, they try to kill him. You know, he didn't even get to have coffee, you know, and they're shooting at this guy. And so he takes one of the soldiers, he grabs him by the throat, electrocutes him, melts his flesh, disintegrates his skeleton, turns it to dust. And and people just look at him, the other soldiers just look at him and go, there's no fucking talking to this guy, you know. So they just unload on him. And it didn't turn out good for those guys. And then later on, the next scene is him hovering, I don't know, 10,000 feet above the ground. And he comes in contact with a tech helicopter. And you would think that, you know, seeing this, that would kind of phase them a little bit. No, it doesn't. They just try to fucking kill him, you know. And which makes me think, you know, if Jesus ever comes back, he's better have more than a loincloth, I'll tell you that right. The shit has changed, but, you know, those are the two things I wanted to talk about, and thanks a lot, guys. I think I made some progress.
Alright, I've been Potts in the best hair in Louisville comedy, without a doubt. I used to like hair pulling in bed until women started doing it back. Don't do it. This hair's money. Try some new stuff. I work at Panera Bread. Still, it's rough. I work at Panera Bread. I take advantage. I get what I can get. Because, you know, working at Panera Bread looks kind of good on a Tinder account. You know?
Yeah.
The ladies like it. And it's like, you know, I work at fast food, but I got the good shit, honey. Come on. Now, what sounds more romantic? I can, hey, baby, let me lay down by the fireside with a nice broccoli cheddar soup. Or I can say, hey, baby, let me lay you down by the fireside with a nice baconator with a broccoli cheddar. Let her see my French baguettes. I need a girl with some yeast to make my bread nice. The bread jokes. Got a nice hoagie roll. It's more of a brioche roll. Got bread jokes for days, guys. Gotta keep up. Panera's good because we have a good spokesperson. I was excited when, you know, Subway screwed up with theirs. The other one I was like cheering like, yeah, Subway fucking, Jimmy John's. You hear about Jimmy John's? Jimmy John's loves killing zebras. Giraffes and elephants, he just loves shooting them. He gets a kick out of it. Like, look at this giraffe I just killed, guys. I'm Jimmy John. Panera Bread, we got Mother Bread. That's her name. Lovely lady on the front. That's Mother Bread. Sexy.
That's America right there.
That's cool. Way better than that reptilian Starbucks thing. Ugh. What is that on the Starbucks thing? Ugh. Mother Bread, guys. I got a thing for Wendy, though.
Man. Right. Yeah.
Wendy's. Redheads and goats. All right.
I can curse.
You can curse. And whenever, like, you're at a family gathering, like holidays and stuff, you look around, guys, you're like the grandchild that everyone's the least proud of. The one that fell behind a little bit. All your cousins got, like, married now and children and careers and aspirations. I'm Uncle Ben, just chilling around, please. Eating up all the food. The worst is my brother, because he's a police officer where he's at. Not a local, so don't worry. But, you know, he always takes up, like, the family time with, like, stories of crime fighting and action and driving around and crazy stuff. And I'm always kind of quiet, because I can't really share my stories, because they're kind of like his stories. They're just from the other point of view. He's had to wrestle someone in some handcuffs. Maybe someone had to wrestle me in some handcuffs. He's given a field sobriety test. You know, I passed a field sobriety test, all right? Grand Graven, don't want to hear about that one. We both got the Miranda rights memorized. Everyone needs an uncle with like a mugshot. Come on, I gotta be a cool Uncle Ben. He's not gonna become a superhero though. It's not happening. I know how that works. I was always dumb when I was in school. It's always rough. Like every time my teacher handed me back like a test, she always handed it to me face down. You know. It's the person next to you don't realize how bad you fucked up. Shit. Or the classic see me on the top of the test. So you like personally walk up to your teacher's desk and you're like, what the fuck did you just give me? I have not. I'm not for that. I dealt with guys. What else is new? Another battle. I like metal and whatnot. Always up in metal. I saw an article about a mother in New Zealand that named her three children Metallica, Pantera, and Slayer. Yeah. My first reaction was like, wow, there's white trash in New Zealand too. We're out there. And I know how it works. Metallica is like the favorite child. Pantera is like the cool middle child. And Slayer is like the kid that ends up sacrificing the neighborhood squirrels. Yes, Slayer is my favorite of the three bands. There's no beating it, guys. There's no beating it. Yeah, what else is going on? Especially, it's usually for the ladies, but you know, a little slim. Ladies, is there no better feeling than when you fish a nice long hair out of your butt crack? Come on. Digging around in there a little bit. Tickles on the way out. Oof, I quiver. The best is after a nice shower, because you know someone kind of comes out while you're washing your hair. It's always like a nice nest in there. You just took a shower, so like I'm clean. Just root around in there, no problem. I did the old touch my toes, as we all do, right? Sanitary. You know? Probably drink from me, bring it. And sometimes customers come back and like, sir, there was a hair in my food. I'm like, I apologize, it was probably mine. Like, well, it was a brown hair, so I'm not so sure. And I'm like, well, it started out as red.